This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleagues Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang and Jonathan Ward, author of Decisive Decade at the Hudson Institute, about the visit by major CEOs led by Tim Cook to China some days before to meet with Beijing, to talk to Xi Jinping, to talk about investment or more investment in China, and what is the risk, what can go wrong. Jonathan speaks to that and speaks to how an institutional change at the SEC level, putting China risk into your report to the stockholders. China risk includes invasions, riots, Xi Jinping's fall, the aggression, the predation, all of the threat that China represents into the corporate report so that investors and others can judge in proportion to what it means to invest in China. This is Jonathan Ward, Decisive Decade, explaining.
Gordon, I think that's one of the best moves the U.S. could make. I mean, to force sort of a separation of China revenue, also China profitability, even a description of China-based assets into corporate 10-Ks, into the annual reporting that goes into the SEC. Because eventually, markets may not understand this yet, but the more that they're able to see that China exposure is not about growth, it's really danger. I mean, it's putting companies in geopolitical danger. I think that will give the management of major publicly traded companies a freer hand to start to make better strategies. Because if you're one of these companies, let's say, that was in Beijing a couple of weeks ago, really what you should be doing is trying to get out of harm's way as fast as possible. This is going to be very punishing if these geopolitical realities come to fruition. I mean, we saw that if you juxtapose Admiral Aquilino's testimony saying that Beijing is likely to meet its goal of being able to invade Taiwan by 2027. If you juxtapose that with a corporate 10K like Apple or Qualcomm, I mean, you can see how completely disruptive this is going to be to American companies.
More of this later.